distinguished delegates, heads of government, ministers, members of the diplomatic corps, invited guests. It is a great honor and an opportunity for me to be able here to address you all. Distinguished members of the chair, I will not read my speech as this can be read on the FAO website. Instead, I will present a summary. However, it is important to note that we in the developing countries know what to do and how to do it in regards to food security. For when we speak of food security, we must focus on rural development. Rural development in the context of an integrated farming system approach, which involves the farm family. For the farm family approach guarantees full-time employment for the family, thus minimizing the migration of our youths to the urban areas. It also involves increased farm income to allow for the farm family to enjoy the basic needs of life, the right to water and electricity, the right to a good education, and the right to good food. Parallel to this, we must have a strong research and development base, research that is market-driven. By this I mean research on those crops and livestock that have a market. For example, the availability of seeds and seed banks are very crucial for developing countries. Belize is now crafting policies and action plan to focus its economy on market access. For we strongly feel that the economic growth can be achieved when we export more than we import. This strategy will increase foreign exchange earnings and create employment. Distinguished Chair, enough is enough. We have heard too many words, and words alone cannot feed the over 1 billion people that are hungry today. We need policies, actions, and action plans that are well-crafted. We need an agriculture roadmap that will once and for all end hunger in the world. I thank you very much for your attention.